This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So I want to speak out for the Eon Shir. So I'd like to speak out for the Eon Shir, a subject on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and then tie it into the end of the Siyum. This is what we spoke out at the actual Siyum in Bellworks. But we're going to take it from a little bit of a different angle, but the content will be the same. So if you're familiar with it already, then great. Then you know it already. We're going to start with Tosfos on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, number 7 on the sheet, where the Gemara tells us that Mayim Shein Lohem Soif Ishtay Asura, Mayim Sheish Lohem Soif Ishtay Mutaras. If it's finite waters, so then the wife is mutter, because if the guy would be alive, then we would have seen him come out. But Mayim Shein Lohem Soif Ishtay Asura, the Gemara says there are two possibilities. Maybe one wave carried him to another, or maybe there was some kind of cave that was dug in by a group of fish, and he hid out over there. So Mayim Shein Lohem Soif Ishtay Asura. And Tosfos is comments on the teaching of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that this halacha, Mayim Shein Lohem Soif Ishtay Asura, that's only by a regular person. But someone who is a Tzurba Mirabanan, a young Torah scholar, whose reputation is renowned, so we could assume that the person, Ishtay Mutaras. Why? Because if he would be alive, then the halacha, if he would be alive, we would have heard about it. And the fact that we didn't hear about it means he's not alive. So that's what Rav Ashi said. And the Gemara said, no, it's not true. It makes no difference whether it's a Tzur Merabanan or not a Tzur Merabanan, Ishtay Asura. So Tosfos points out, wait a second. If the guy is a Tzur Merabanan, in all likelihood, we would have heard about it. Rav Ashi is making a compelling argument. So why is the Gemara rejecting Rav Ashi's argument? Tosfos says, L'chaira, there is a roiv that we would have heard about. Tosfos v'yafagav de rubayu tzur merabanan. Says Tosfos, yisole kol islay. If he would have come out, it would have had a koil. Tosfos says, even though he's a tzur merabanan, and if he would have survived, it would have had a koil. We're not worried about that roiv. V'loy tinasa l'chachila, you still cannot get married l'chachila. K'may gabe roiv goysesin de'in ma'idin alen afa pishurum and mesim. Like most goysesin, you can't testify that they died, even though most of them died. So the Mefarshim make one observation based on this Tosfos, namely, that even b'makom svek sveka, you cannot allow a woman to get married. Because think about it, most people do not survive Mayim Shein Lohem Soif. And even if this person did survive, there's no way he's still around, because if he would be around, we would have heard about it. So doesn't this indicate that b'makom svek sveka, we do not allow a woman to get married? And basically, this Tosfos flies in the face of all the classic kulas that are stated regarding aguna. First of all, it's very important to be aware of one of the classic heterim given for agunos was given by Shaul Satchuvus Mabit in Simen Kuf Pei Vav, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, where the Mabit first of all introduces the shita of Rebbe Lezer Mivardun, quoted by the Mordechai. And Rebbe Lezer Mivardun has this amazing diuk where the Gemara says, if you look where my cursor is, it says, Kasav HaMordechai, V'zal Hashem B'tshuvas HaRabbe Lezer Mivardun Dikdik, the Medak, Mayim Shein Lohem Soif Ishtay Asura V'loi Ka'almar Asur L'Oilam. It says the wife is asur, but doesn't say forever. Shema delav loylam kama. Maybe it's not forever. And I mean that's an amazing diuk. I mean, who in the world would have said that diuk? That it says the wife is asur, but doesn't say loylam. And in fact, Rabbi Lezer Mivard and the Mabit says the chein nira shatalu raboisai al chachme hadar, the chachamim hinged it on the sages of the generations. I mean, a little bigger. V'yirei Shamayim, the God-fearing sages, she'iskavnu v'yaskilu al inyan ha'mu'ura ba'adam, that they should be mechavein and they should understand what happens to people. Basically, Rav Ezra Mivardun invented this diuk where it doesn't say Ishtay Asur La'ilam, it just says Ishtay Asura. And based on Rav Ezra Mivardun, this is a very used kula. By the way, the Chasam Sofer himself quotes Rav Ezra Mivardun as a snif lahakel. I believe the Chuvas Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan also quotes Rav Ezra Mivardun as a snif lahakel. And the Beis Yosef was very upset with this kula of Rav Ezra Mivardun. First of all, he says, who is Rav Ezra Mivardun? We never heard of him. And secondly, what kind of diuk is it? And the Mabit was very upset that that the Beis Yosef questioned who Rav Ezra Mivardun is. He's one of the Balei HaToisus. And it became a very, very heated machloikis between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. And I believe the son of the Mabit writes that the Beis Yosef on his deathbed, the Mabit came to him and the Beis Yosef blessed him and sort of they made up. But this was a very intense source of disagreement between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. This was one kula that was offered by Rav Ezra Mivardun, quoted by the Mabit. Now this does not affect Tosfos yet, because this is not a kula of Svek Sveka. By the way, another kula given, Shalos HaTshuvos Ein Yitzchak, and actually the second kula, maybe we're going to come back later when we get to Kuf Chaf Beis, we'll come back to it. Then the Ma'bit brings another svara, and the Ma'bit says that when do we say Ma'im Shein Lohem Soif Ishtay Asura? That's why when the guy fell off the boat. So if the guy fell off the boat, maybe the wave took him, maybe he was holding on to a log. Maybe he found the area that the fish dug out. Anything could have happened. But in this situation, there were many people on the bottom of the boat. And on the bottom of the boat, the water came onto the bottom of the boat and they were trapped there. That was their grave. So in that little area on the bottom of the boat, that's not Mayim She'en Lohem Soif. That becomes Mayim She'esh Lohem Soif. And this is viewed, so to speak, as like a Svek Sveka. In other words, if the guy, or actually, it's more of a Maman of Shach. If the guy fell off the boat, Roiv, people fall off the boat, drown. And if the guy's on the boat, he's for sure drowned. So it's like, you know, maybe the guy died on the boat, and even if he fell off, Roiv, people who fell off, they die. They drown. So this was the Kula of the Mabit. Again, the Beis Yosef did not go for it. And it's amazing, the Malbim uses this tshuva of the Ma'bit to explain a pasuk in Yoina, where the pasuk says, "Vayiru hamalachim vayizeku ish al Elohav vayatilu asakelam shabani al ayam lahakim alim v'yoni yara yakir se'asfina vayishka v'yiru adam." The Malbim is medayik. It says the sailors feared, and they cried out to their God, and they threw all the kelim that were on the ania to the sea, and Yoina went down to the bottom of the sfina. So the Malbim wants to know, what's the difference between an aniya and a sfina? Why does the pasuk use different words for the boat? So the Malbim basically says, there's a difference between aniya and the sfina. The aniya is the whole boat. The sfina is the part of the boat that's hidden. Yoino went down to the bottom of the boat. Why? Look at the Malbim. L'chein yar el yagar se sfina, she yesh hevdo bein sfina bein aniya. Svina nikra hachelik min aniya, she's sofenu mechusa lamala. Vuhu acheder atachten shva aniya. Because Yoina did not want what happened to Rabbi Akiva to happen to him. He didn't want the waves taking him from one wave to another. So he went back down to the bottom of the boat, so he should be drowned there. It says, Malvim, kamoi shehitter v'shal tzuchu, was mabit, es hanoshim shenitbu ba'aleyem b'chadar asvina, she'en loy din mayim, she'en lohem soif, l'daitoy. That's not considered Ma'im Shein Lohem Soif. So basically, this is one example of Svek Sveka that's given. That first of all, maybe the person remained on the boat and then they definitely drowned. And even if they did not remain on the boat, Roy, people who fall off the boat, they drown. So that seems to be against Tosfos. Tosfos says that even in a situation with someone who's a Tzur Merabanan, he says Loi chayshinon la'oysoi raiv. What do you mean? That seems like we don't follow Svek Sveika. And the Achroinim deal with this question from Tosfos. And there are three basic ways to get out of this Tosfos. First one is Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer talks about the fact that nowadays with technology, with Telegram, and even before with the mail system, if somebody would be alive, we would find out about it. The Chassam Sofer says, V'yadu on the third line, Shala Isata, nowadays, Nishtanu, Azman, Binyan, Zeh, times are different, Mamish, Shayim, Bimeim, Sha'ata, Kviya, Beidoya. First of all, now the mail works, B'masa, B'chalam, Dina, Seyduais, V'afilu, Mei, Artsus, Tugarma, even from Turkey, Magia, Ksavi, Len, Azman, Kotzim, Oid, I get letters from Turkey in a couple days. V'ilu, Haya, Oila, Mei, Ayam, Mi'amayim, B'chal, Makam, Shua, Yomai, Dila, Beisai, Dei, Geras. He would have sent a letter. Or he would put an ad in the paper, which is called Saitung. Ah, you'll ask, but we don't hold like Ravashi. Ravashi says that a Tzurmer Abanon who has a reputation, news would spread that he's alive. And Tosfos says we're not worried about that. Says Chassam Sofer, there's a big difference between this Roiv, that if somebody was alive we would hear about it, and the Roiv that Tosfos discusses. The difference is, it could be that in the back in the day, if someone was alive, the roiv was not so strong. Maybe that's meduyik and Tosfos, that loy chayshinon loisay roiv. Aval hashta bizmanenu, e efshar shaloy yisparshe takol ayde bezdin dekvi. It's not possible that the word would not spread. Ken lekuli ama, according to everyone, at least b'diavad, if she marries loy teitzei. So that's one way of getting out of Tosfos, namely that the roiv that Ravashi was trying to utilize was a very weak roiv, and that will not be mitzarev to another roiv to create a svek sveika. Masha'in kain, the roiv of the Chassam Sofer, of the spread of that we would have heard about the person's whereabouts, either through a newspaper or a letter, that's a much, much stronger roiv. That's one way out. Then you have Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe uses as a snif lahakel to mater and aguna the fact that we have not heard anything about the whereabouts of the guy for 10 years. I says Rav Moshe, Tosfos holds that even that's not a good roiv. So says Rav Moshe, look in the Chassam Sofer that nowadays everyone is like a Tzur Mirabanan. The Gemara doesn't hold of that. The Gemara falls off of that. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, quoting the Trumas Hadashen, says in the times of the Gemara, so you had a few people who were Tzurba Mirabanan. We can't make carve out an exception for those few people who, if they would have been alive, we would hear about it. Because then that's making ununiform takana. Nasata Dvarecha L'Shirin. We can't have it that everyone else in the world, Ishtay Asura, and for the few Rabbanim, for them, Ishtay Muteras. That's Nasata Dvarecha L'Shirin. But nowadays that everyone has the status of a Tzurah Merabbanon, then even Tosfos would hold that you could follow the Rav. I must say that the Chassam Sofer's way of getting out of Tosfos fits in much better to the Lashon of Tosfos than the Trumas Hadashen. Tosfos's Lashon is, we're not choishesh for this roiv that if he would be alive, we would have heard about it. Bishlam, according to the Chassam Sofer, you could say it's a very weak roiv. But if it would have been a stronger roiv, like the like somebody nowadays, that if they would have been alive, we would have heard about it, then Tosfos would be willing to follow it. But if the pshat is that we can't follow the roiv because nasata dvarech l'shiurin, I think Tosfos would have said that. But anyway, that's how the Trumas Hadashen learns the difference between why we don't follow the Roiv by Tzurmer Abanon, and we do follow a Roiv, Bizman Azeh, that everyone has the status of a Tzurmer Abanon. And as such, Rav Moshe says, certainly in our days, from the times of the Chassam Sofer, we don't just have mail, we don't just have newspapers, but we have telegrams, and this great invention called telephones, then we definitely, if the person was alive, we would have heard it much, much sooner even than in the times of the Chasam Sofer, and you could rely on this Roiv, while even though we don't paskin like Rav Ashi, to follow the Roiv of Tzur Merabbanan. And then there's the third approach, and the third approach is Shalos HaTshuvos Ein Yitzchak, Simen Chaf Beis, Anav Daled, that the reason why Tosfos did not want to rely on the second Roiv is because the two Roivs are taking place at different times. Namely, the first Roiv is when the guy fell into the water, most people don't survive. And then, 5 years later, when we haven't heard about the guy, we could apply the second Roiv, and if he would be alive, we would have heard about it. So since the two Roivs crop up at different times, they can't join together. So therefore, says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, if let's say a wife had no idea where her husband was, and then after 5 years, she finds out, Eloi Aleinu, he fell off a boat. So now, 5 years later, the two Roivs are happening at the same time. Number one, if he fell off the boat, he probably would have died. And number two, if he's still alive, we would have found out about it by now. So that's, in this situation, the two Roivs are happening simultaneously. So then, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says, you would be able to follow the Roiv. Okay? So these are three ways of getting out of Tosfos. Number one, Chasam Sofer, that if you have, that the Roiv Tosfos was dealing with was a very weak Roiv, but if you had a stronger Roiv, you'd be able to follow Svek Sveika. Number two, Rav Moshe, that the reason you can't follow Roiv by Tzur Merabbanan is because it's Nasata Dvarecha L'Shiurim, Mashein Kein, if it's across the board. And the third one is, the reason we can't be choshish for it is because it happens at a different time, but if it would happen at the same time, then you would be able to follow it. Okay, so that's something on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. If you want to bear with me for something on Daf Kuf Chaf Beis, then here we go.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.